All right. Thank you for coming to this third meeting of the design group. I think we made some definite progress at the last one and come up with some interesting suggestions for our new remote control. I will again very quickly just present some notes of that meeting. Now the problem with existing remote controls we felt was that they were ugly and that people were prepared to pay a premium for something better. They've got lots of buttons on them that people don't use and find difficult to learn, and people lose them. And we thought that for our new remote control that everybody will want to rush out and buy, that we should look at speech recognition rather than buttons, and that if we have any buttons, there should be very few of them, and only for those functions that are actually identified that people use. We want to go for a long-lasting battery that we guarantee for the life of the product, and a shape that will be instantly recognisable, as a trendy remote control, and B, as a real reaction product, so that when people are happy with that, they will want to buy everything else from us. Okay. So again, we'll have the three presentations from the three of you, and then we'll make a final decision. And the decisions that we need to make today finally are what energy source we want to use, whether it is practical to use a long-lasting one, and I think our discussion was around the fact that if we're going to go for a long-lasting power supply, then basically it's sealed for life, and if anybody does manage to run one down, we'll give them another one, and it will be prominently displayed as part of the advertising literature that it's for life, guaranteed for life. Now the internal chip, and this is where I need Kate's expert advice, and given that this has to go to market as quickly as possible, do we go for a custom designed chip, or do we buy one off the shelf and program it ourselves? I'm not an expert on these things, but presumably there must be loads of them already on the market that we can modify, but that's your area of expertise. And then the overall design of the case is Kendra's field, and we had some discussions last time as to how we might go forward, and we'll finalize those today. And this is all linked in with the user interface, whether we go for voice buttons or a bit of both. And then for the next meeting, Kate will be looking at the look, feel and design. Kendra, how the user actually uses it, and Andrew, of course, the product evaluation. And Kate and Kendra will be producing a model for us to look at. So if we can have the three presentations again, please, and perhaps we'd like to start, Kate. Sorry. Okay, so how, sorry, can you just put that one back up again, please? I mean, inevitably, a custom design chip is going to be more expensive. Do we know by how much? And do we know how long it will take to develop a custom chip? Right. Okay. Right. I think we need to make a decision here. Given that the company wants this on the market quickly and cheaply, that would appear to effectively constrain us to an existing chip, and thus therefore conventional button technology. Now, before we go around, anybody else, does anybody have anything to say about that? I must say, I find that slightly surprising, given that mobile phones incorporate voice-activated dialing. For a slightly different, well, no, I mean, it's if you speak somebody's name and it'll dial the number for you. This information is from, is this is the internal company information, is it? So, yeah, true again, but if it's without any price information, that's difficult to decide. Yeah, that's right. It's like it's you can't, because mobile phones are expensive, you can't say it's a voice recognition bit that these, but we don't know. If given that the technology is not well developed, and given that it's never been done before, with the double risk, perhaps we ought to stick to buttons, since the last thing we want to do is present a product that doesn't work. Thoughts? I mean, do we think that the voice technology is fundamental to the project? I mean, I think we. take. I'll check how much time. Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. Yeah, it should be right. Okay, so fine. Okay, it will have voice recognition. If that means, I mean, if that means we can't afford buttons, but I mean, second question: do we need the five buttons for channel change, up, down, volume up, down, and on, off? Just as a backup, or just so that people can, you know, just sit there pressing buttons. Right. Okay, sorry, did you want to say anything? No? Okay, shall we move rapidly on to Kendra? Rapidly move the cable over. Yeah, it will get there. Yep. So, yeah, if I can interrupt again. Well, Kate, okay, do you want to say anything about slide controls? I mean, I think the reason everybody uses push buttons is that they're simple, cheap, and reliable. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Good. Good. Yep. So those three buttons and a slider. Three buttons, the channel up, down, and just one side door. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Or yeah. I mean, this is what they had to come up with, is the actual shape that people can instantly pick it up and know what it's going to do. Okay. So we're looking at sliders for both volume and channel change. Of one sort. just for the volume. But fingers, yeah. I mean, it seems to me that it also has the advantage that the two are clearly different. That there's no possibility of confusing the two. So okay, right. So is that all you want to say? The matter? Okay, fine. Well, I mean, I think that what we're suggesting ought to address all three of those. Okay. I hadn't thought of that, but it's different, certainly. Also means you can drop it without damaging it. That's an interesting idea. It's like the old Swatch watch, where how many batteries ever got changed in those? Because people just bought a new one when it went out of fashion. But it's just never been seen as a fashion item before. Because if they're made in sufficient quantity. I mean, we can. My feeling is that current power sources are such that, for relatively little cost, you can make it last, you know, a long time. But if you can also make it cheap enough that people either change the cover every year or even buy a new one every year, then it's even better. Yeah, I don't know. The immediate thing that comes to mind with that is that you've then got the connection and you've immediately got a source of unreliability. Whereas the advantage of having it plumbed in is that the whole thing is all, you know, completely soldered together, and you know, total reliability. But I mean, I know what you're saying and understand where you're coming from. I think if we're going to go down that route, then we're talking about, even if it costs slightly more than that, just building the whole thing in one and getting cheaper production costs, and you know, giving people the option of buying a complete new thing. The advantage of a replaceable cover is that even if it doesn't have a cover on at all, it will still work totally. And if, you know, if people lose the cover, I mean, they might be well inclined to go out and spend however many euros on a new one, rather than a complete new remake. Yeah, I mean, it's up to our marketing people to turn it into a fashion item. And you know, as external fashions change, then we get new covers on the market and, you know, readily available. And that's right. Yeah. So okay. Right. Sorry. You hadn't finished your. It's the sort of thing that we want people to have prominently displayed on their coffee table to say, "This says something about me. This is fashionable. I you know I'm with it. I'm up to date, and you know the design that I've got, and it could be a homemade design. You know, this says this is not just a television remote control. This is, you know, a fashion accessory." So I mean the basic shape is what we I mean, given that we've got, you know, one on off button, presumably two buttons for channel change and one slider and basically nothing else, we need to decide on the basic shape of the thing, and you know, whether we go down the fruit and veg route, and I don't suggest we make it look like a banana, but you know, sort of the organic, you know, curved look. You know, to deliberately get away from you know, the square look of most current remotes. And, you know, whether the, you know, the fixed part of it is the corporate yellow, or because there's certainly, you know, the corporate logo needs to be prominently displayed so that people look at it and say, right, that's a real reaction remote control. I want one of those. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we're simply required to incorporate the corporate logo prominently. Well, this is the whole point. Yes, you know, I've got a real reaction remote control to go with my real reaction coffee maker or whatever. And then people, you know, people demand more real reaction stuff. Yeah. I mean, well, as I say, my idea was something probably, you know, a bit fatter than this, but sort of that sort of shape, so that you can just sort of hold it. I mean, well, it's sort of a mouse, but held, you know, so you sort of hold it in your hand like that, with, you know, and fiddling with the buttons. Okay, yeah. That's a very good point. I think we decided that we're actually going down both routes. That we need the manual controls and that they should be of that form, but that yeah. You just bring it up to your mouth and just speak to it. Yeah. I honestly, my personal view is that if it's not there, people wouldn't use it anyway. It's certainly possible. I mean, but we're going beyond, given the state of the technology, we want something that we know will work. Yeah. If we, I mean, I'm getting a clear message that we think that we should have those facilities available. Okay, if we're going down that route, then we need some sort of display. Do we need some sort of display? We actually use the television. Okay. 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 Yep. Okay, we've got 5 minutes to go in this meeting, so I think we've actually very conveniently just come to a good point to sum up. Kate and Kendra now go away and play with a bit of plasticine or Play-Doh, whatever it is on the other side of the Atlantic. And actually put what we've discussed into something, I was going to say concrete, but that's a slightly inappropriate word, to something that we can see. And Andrew can go away and think about how we can actually market this as a concept and not just a simple remote control. Yeah, certainly, of course. I think we decided that we're gonna, for simplicity of manufacturing and maintenance, that we will go for a long-term battery source. On the basis that if we're going for making it a fashion statement, then people are more likely to change it anyway before it runs out. And make an assumption that we can aim for a battery that will last most people for, let's say, at least 5, 10 years, and that we will guarantee it for 5 years. We're having a custom chip, but given the we've cut the functions down, that will hopefully not be too problematic. But given that technological innovation is important, then we need to, I'm gonna say it again, technologically innovate. We must resist any efforts to try and water that down. Interchangeable case seems to be important to the concept. It should be cheap, if we avoid any, electrical connections, and if we can come up with some way of allowing people to actually personalise it to whatever they want, then I mean, this is totally new. We don't know whether to what extent people will do it or not. But if they've at least got a good selection of covers that they can use anyway, and if we can keep them, rolling, then so they can get them in the supermarket when they go down to any of the famous supermarkets. I won't mention any names. It's good for the supermarket. It's good for us, and it hopefully makes them feel better. The that I mean that's no, because we've got so few buttons that that actually makes that redundant. Yeah, and now that solves one of the problems of battery life, because that would clobber the battery life. So no, I mean, given the nature of the buttons we're having, it's actually unnecessary, I think. As wide, certainly wider angle than current, so that if you're holding it, anyway, like you're likely to, and it's it will work most of the time. Not like my mum, who points it at the ceiling and wonders why the television doesn't work. Yeah, I mean, I sort of envisage that if this was the thing, then sort of the whole of the top would be the infrared. So yeah, because I mean, the reality is people are. They're going to be looking at the television whilst they're using it, the chances are. So if they're holding it anyway that they're reasonably likely to be holding it to use it, then that's the sort of coverage that we want. Okay, are we all clear where we go from here? In which case, thank you very much indeed, and I'll see you all again in 30 minutes.